Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I got Alex Flamsteed here. He's from he's the drummer for Guttermouth, and he's the co-singer for Bam Margera's Fuckface Unstoppable. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, man. Just in Australia, drinking a beer
Nice,
in the sunshine. It's good.
yeah, that's awesome.
Fucking A.
You want to explain a little bit about the band Guttermouth and
Well, yeah, I mean, Guttermouth has been around since, 1989. I joined the band about five or 6 years ago. So I'm not an original member, but yeah, we just finished a big US tour. We just did about 30 shows, and then we just did 18 in Australia, and we just recorded out here as well. So we got some new music on the way, which is pretty cool. So, but that's
Nice.
pretty much it. Yeah, right now that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We're still kind of recovering. It was a long Australian tour, these guys. Definitely shout us a lot of free alcohol out here, so
Nice.
yeah.
Must have been a crazy tour. Kind of jumped into it a little quick here. I kind of wanted to know a little bit about you too. So does some of my listeners are asking about you.
Yeah, well, I'm Australian, so I'm the only Australian member in the band Guttermouth, and obviously the only Australian member in Bam's band as well, Fuckface Unstoppable. But I met these guys when I was on t when they were on tour in Australia. I met Guttermouth when they were on tour in Australia, and basically their drummer at the time was on his way out, so they basically said to me, "How quickly can you learn the set?" And a couple Adderalls later, and a whole night in a hotel room with headphones on, pretty much led to me joining the band, so that was pretty cool. And then Fuckface Unstoppable, Bam and I became good friends on a CKY tour, and we were joking around with the idea while we were filming a TBS TV show of having a band called Fuckface Unstoppable, and basically started writing songs, and that kind of came out of nowhere, which was cool. So, I mean, what more what do you want to know exactly?
How did you start out on like drums and stuff?
I've been playing drums since I was 5 years old, so basically my parents were cool enough to give me a drum set, and yeah, pretty much played all the way through school. I was in all the dorky bands, all the school bands and shit, and yeah, then started, bands in high school and stuff like that, and played in a hardcore band called Hereafter right when I was in high school and after high school. And we did a lot of touring with that around Australia and Asia, and then started a band called Speed Lab, and we toured quite a bit in Australia as well, and that all fell to shit. So then I Guttermouth came along. So, and since I joined Guttermouth, it's just been like pretty much hectic touring like all around the world. We've pretty much been to every country I could even dream of going to, which is awesome, and experience the local cuisines, you can say.
Yeah, nice.
If you catch my drift,
Yeah, I got you.
yeah.
What was one of your most favorite tours you were on? Like, where did you have like the most fun at? Like,
Probably in Japan, because like it never shuts down. We would go out and just get, we'd have an awesome shows, and for some reason the Japanese people will know every single word to our songs, but then I can't really even them afterwards. I don't even know all the words. But so yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. And then all the bars there are open, and then there's like bars where everything's just a set price. It's like 270 yen or something like that. And you can basically just sit in a private booth with all your friends and like sing karaoke and just get shit faced. And Japan's definitely one of the coolest places to tour, I think. And Australia's awesome as well. US, Canada's great. Fucking have a lot of fun in Canada. We go there pretty much every year. Although they don't like letting us in there. We always have a bit of trouble getting in up there, but.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people have trouble getting in here to Canada.
Yeah, you guys don't want us to come up there, mate. What's going
Oh,
on?
no, it's not even true. It's, we got to
Don't
protect our
fuck
maple
with.
syrup.
I know, we gotta protect the maple syrup. You gotta, like, I don't know, watch out, man. We're trying to steal maple syrup, bring it back to fucking Australia. What else do you got up there in Canada? Yaks? Is that even an animal?
Yeah,
A moose? You got a
we
moose?
got a Canadian bacon, which I guess is really good. I mean, I don't understand the big hype
What is
over it.
Canadian bacon?
You've never had Canadian bacon?
Well, I've had bacon in Canada.
Well, it's like bacon. I don't even know. I don't like. I
Is it
don't know.
like
Like
ham?
maple bacon, I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I've
So
never.
you're so you're all proud about Canadian bacon, you don't even know what it is.
No, I'm not really proud of it. I don't get the big hype over it.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll be sure to get some bloody Canadian bacon on the side of my fuck. Poutine next time I'm out there.
Yeah.
You get into that?
Poutine?
Yeah, that's probably a French Canadian thing, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to our Canadian stereotype things.
Well, yeah, I suppose I nearly got beat up in Quebec once for not speaking French, but I can actually speak French. It's just that I wasn't speaking French.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, learnt French all the way through high school, and honestly, it's probably one of the most useless languages to know unless you go to France or you go to Quebec,
Yeah, I
because
failed
there's
it.
nowhere else speaks it. I've met maybe three French people in Australia, and that's what I'm saying. French Canada.
Yeah, I failed
They
French about
want to
10
split
times.
off from the rest of Canada, don't they?
Pardon me?
Doesn't Quebec want to become its own country?
Yeah, they were trying, but I think it failed.
Yeah. Boom. Crash and burn there, mate.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you want Quebec to be its own country?
I really couldn't care less what they do. But
Couldn't give a shit. See, I love
they're
Quebec. We have
French. I don't
great
speak,
shows there.
so.
We always have such an awesome time. Last time we were up there, we played the Rock Fest. And I think one of the best shows I've ever played in my life was in Montreal. It's fucking wild. It's
Yeah.
good fun.
Never been to Montreal myself. But
It's a
yeah,
pretty cool city.
when you
I
got
was
stuff.
actually stranded in Canada for. I got deported from the United States for not having the right visa. Because I'm an Australian citizen. And then I flew to Canada and we toured there. And then I tried to get into the US again. And they wouldn't let me in. So I was like stuck in Canada for like nearly 2 months. And I was just basically couch surfing all around, waiting for, like corresponding with my lawyer and stuff to try and get a visa back to the US. But I spent a lot of time in Montreal and Toronto during that time, which was cool. So I got my Canadian fix. I was pretty much just going to bars and seeing anyone who had a punk rock t-shirt on
Yeah.
and then chatting with them and then ended up staying on the couch until I outstayed my welcome and then moving on to the next bar and the next couch. But it went
Next
on
time
for
that
like
happens,
two
just go to
fucking
like a
months.
pancake house or something and just bring a bottle of maple syrup with you.
I'd like to bring a bowl of something else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
You
I
allowed to set
gotcha.
out an iTunes radio?
What's that? Oh yeah, anything's. I don't care what you say. I'll just set it to explicit. So.
Yeah. What city are you in Ontario, you said
I'm
you're in?
like
What did you say?
two. You know where Toronto is?
Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like 2 hours away from Toronto.
That's where the Flatliners are from, right?
Guess so. I don't know. Dude, I
What an
don't know
awesome
nothing about
band.
my own country.
You don't know anything? Okay, do you know what the capital is at least?
Yeah, Toronto.
It's Ottawa.
No, it's not.
I'll put $20 on it right now that it's Ottawa.
You know, if you win, how am I gonna pay you $20?
I don't know. We'll just say an IOU.
All right, yeah, and then whenever you come to Canada, I'll have to pay you $20.
Yeah, you're gonna. I'm
How do you
pretty
want me to
sure it's.
pay you, like U.S. cash, Canadian cash?
Pay me in Canadian narcotics. How's that sound?
I I'm sure I can swing
Is there
that.
such thing as it like maple syrup crushed down into a powder?
What's that, dude?
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I could. I could.
Yeah.
I could, but you know what? We'll hold on. You know what? I'm gonna go on Google right now and I'm typing in what's the capital of Canada? And I'm gonna
You
tell
should
you.
know the capital of your own country.
Capital of Canada is Ottawa.
It's Ottawa. My brother just confirmed it's Ottawa.
Boom. There you go.
There, I owe you $20 now. And then you can
Well.
use, like, I'm putting my word on it right now. You can use this voice recording in the future for, like, legal purposes.
Well, you got to come to our show. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be touring Canada later this year. I'd say sometime around, we're going to Europe for the summer, so we haven't been to Europe for probably 6 years, 5 or 6 years at least. So we're releasing some new songs before we go out there. This is Guttermouth I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Releasing some new songs, and then we're doing like a European tour, which is going to be like 20 shows or 30 shows or something. Going to
Right.
weird countries like Slovenia and stuff, which will be cool. But I'm pretty sure like right after that we're going to be overdue for a Canadian tour, so
Whereabouts you
hopefully
guys
we'll be
going
there.
through Canada?
We'll definitely be going to Toronto and Montreal and Quebec, and I mean Eastern Canada is the strongest market for us, I think.
Go to
But
well, I don't know if you can do this kind of thing, but go to like London, Ontario, John Labatt Center.
we played there.
Seriously?
I don't know if we played in that venue. I don't know what venue we played, but I've definitely played in London, Ontario before.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's fucking rad.
Yeah, we did this massive tour about 2 years ago where we started in Los Angeles. It was something like 60 shows across the whole tour. It was mayhem.
That's
But we
crazy.
started in LA and we went all the way up to like, played all the way up the West Coast to Vancouver, then like did Hamilton. No, not Hamilton. What's that island? It's just off Vancouver. See,
I don't know.
anyway, it's a cool ass island. We played there, then we played Vancouver, and then we went all the way through Canada. Pretty much played every city until we got up to Quebec City, and then from there went all the way down to Miami, and then all the way back to Texas. So we pretty much circumnavigated the US and Canada. And on that tour, we did London.
That's
I
crazy.
just
Too bad I
remember
missed
some
that
long
show.
ass drives. What's that?
That's too bad I missed that show.
Yeah.
Oh,
And we'll
would've
be
been the.
back. If they let us in, if you guys, we'll be back.
Yeah, I'll leave a note for border
What's
security
your
to let
Prime
you through.
Minister's name?
What's that?
What's the Prime Minister of Canada's name?
Again, you're asking me a question I don't know.
You don't know the Prime Minister of your own country?
It's something like Harper or something.
It's something like Harper.
Stephen Harper.
Stephen Harper. All right. See, you could have put a bet on that one. I would have lost probably.
Yeah, I would have had my $20 back.
Anything else you want to bet on, mate?
I don't know. Ask me questions about my country, and I probably can't answer them.
So what questions did you want to ask?
Oh,
Because I
yeah.
could ask questions about your country all day. But
It's fine. It's a podcast show anyway, so like podcast slash radio, so I don't really care what happens here. But Fuckface Unstoppable, when are you going on tour with them again? I heard they're going on tour soon through Matthew Eden.
yeah, so I'm actually starting that tour in on the 6th of May. So like in a couple of days.
Right.
In 6 days or something.
Where are you guys
So
all going?
we're in Australia. So I'm already in Australia right now. I just finished the Guttermouth tour 2 days ago in Margaret River, which is just near Perth on the west coast, on the west coast of Australia. So now I flew back to Melbourne and we start in Canberra, which is our capital city, my friend. So you can write that one down. Yeah, we start there and I think we have about 10 shows all around the country. And then, yeah, then that's it actually that we have booked for Fuckface right now that we have announced, but we're working on a US tour and another European tour and a Canadian tour as well this year, so. which is pretty cool.
According to Bam, he has issues coming over to Canada as well.
Yeah, they don't, you know, we all have issues going up there. Like, it seems even if you have a DUI, I mean, a DUI is like you can't get in straight up. And we have to fill out all these forms. And unfortunately, some of us forgot that we were drinking and drove somewhere. So, yeah.
Canadians don't take that lightly.
No. It's just a bloody beer, mate. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I ask the same question, but in Canada, the legal drinking age is 19, okay? I'm 19 and I still can't legally drink. I got put on 12 months probation.
So you still can't drink?
Still can't drink.
God, you gotta come to Australia, mate.
Yeah,
You can
I'd
get
love
shit-faced all day down here. That's what I'm
to.
doing right now, actually. I'm about to open another beer. It's super sunny.
Yeah, see, I ended up catching some charges and got put on probation, so.
Do you mind me asking what charges you got?
It was mischief under 5,000 and possession of weapons for dangerous purpose.
So you're a hitman.
No. No.
What are you out shooting, Canadian brown bears?
That's good, but no, no.
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 Just
It was
hanging out with
actually a
guns.
CO2 BB gun, and a window got pelted out.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I
well,
actually got a
I didn't
similar.
do it myself, but
Yeah. So you still got charged for it?
yeah, right. I was just charged because I was there.
Mate,
Makes
got
sense,
the
right?
shit end of the stick.
Yeah, well, welcome to Canada.
I love Canada, actually. It's a fucking awesome country.
Yeah, well, free healthcare—that's a bonus.
Yeah. Do you ever abuse your free healthcare system?
Pardon me?
Do you ever abuse the free healthcare system?
Yeah. When Americans are dissing me and shit, I just tell them I'm gonna go to the hospital and get my feelings checked for free.
You get some Xanax and fall asleep for a few days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? It's free, mate.
Right. You still gotta pay for like your medication and shit though.
Oh, you poor buggers.
Well, unless you work at a job that pays benefits.
Fucking A.
Right, yeah. So wait, when did you say you got into Fuckface Unstoppable?
I think we started Fuckface Unstoppable in shit. I think it was like 2011 or 12. Nah. Yeah, 2012. So, I mean, it was kind of like started as just a song here and there, and then, you know, like once we kind of built it up and we really started touring, and like since we started touring, we've done maybe 5 or 6 US tours, 2 European tours, an Australian tour. Bam and I played in Bali, which is in Indonesia, which was a lot of fun, actually. One of the craziest places I've ever been. There's a funny story there, actually. When we were in Bali, we rented motorcycles and, of course, went out to a bar and got shit-faced because they don't really check you for drink driving in Bali. And I'm driving back and Bam's on the back and I hit a rock real hard on the way back and like fly us both off the road into like a ravine. And he's like, "Fuck you, motherfucker, you're not driving." And he was, you know. So then he drives and then we're hauling ass down this other road and we go past this really swanky hotel, the W Hotel, and just lose it again and eat shit right outside the W Hotel. And then all of these, you know, Bam says to me when he's on the ground, he's like, "Dude, pretend like you're real pissed off at me and pick up the scooter and just ride away." So I pick it up and just ride away and leave him there. And he pretended like he was like knocked out, dead or something. And they're all freaking out. And I came back like 10 minutes later. So that was pretty fun. You can get away with that sort of shit in Bali, which is like a lot of fun. A lot of Australians go there actually and abuse that. And I suppose I'm probably guilty. But we had a lot of fun. Everything's like $1 there. Like a beer's a dollar, a meal's a dollar. You know, fucking anything you want is a dollar. It's awesome.
So you can go there with like $10,000 and be the richest person there.
Dude, if you took $10,000 to Bali, man, you would live like a fucking king for a month. It's awesome.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fucking crazy. So where's like your guys' biggest fan base, like Guttermouth and Fuckface Unstoppable?
Guttermouth, I'd have to say Australia and probably Eastern Canada
Yeah.
is really good for us. Last time we played in Montreal, just outside Montreal, we played at the Rock Fest. I think we played to 25,000 people, which was awesome.
Are you guys
So,
gonna be attending Rockfest again this year or no?
no, because we did it last year, so we're not doing it this year, but hopefully we'll be on the next one.
Yeah, I
We're
heard
kind of like,
CKY is supposed to be
yeah.
there this year.
Well, CKY's doing it, yeah, so Jesse and those boys will be out there, which will be cool. But, yeah, no Guttermouth and no Fuckface on that one. But, yeah, I think at that, I'm not sure, when is Rockfest?
June, I think.
June, yeah, cool. So I think Guttermouth, we're going to be down in Mexico. We've got a Mexican tour around that time, which should be interesting. Mexico's pretty sketchy for touring, so. But
Yeah.
we love to throw ourselves in the deep end and just wing it, you
Yeah.
know? Makes it so much more fun. You know, we've been to like Malaysia and Thailand and Indonesia and all these weird countries, and sometimes it works out good, sometimes it completely fucks you in the ass, but that's kind of the fun of it, I suppose.
Yeah. So what about Fuckface Unstoppable's like biggest fan base? Where's that?
Probably Europe. We did really well over in Europe. And Australia, I think, too. You know?
Yeah.
Just because it's foreign, I think, you know?
Yeah.
BAM's got a really big fight. Jackass has a huge following in, you know, especially like Scandinavia and Finland and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun out there. Last time, our last European tour, I think the UK leg was really good. We played the Sonisphere Festival with Iron Maiden and Metallica and The Prodigy and a fucking shitload of others. That was good. That's pretty much, I don't know, man. It's kind of spread out everywhere.
Yeah.
If we put on a shitty show, then the next time we go back, it's shitty. But if we put on a good show, then next time we go back, it's double the size, so.
Yeah, word of mouth, you know, people are like, "Oh,
Oh,
check out this band."
God damn it, I just spilled fucking beer all over myself.
Here,
I'm trying
Noah
to open
Jack's
a
talking.
beer here with one hand, and I failed miserably.
That sucks. But here, Novak. Well, if it's true, Bam posted a thing on Instagram that Novak is not going to be attending Fuckface Unstoppable.
In Australia? No, he's not. He's not doing this one.
Oh, Bam said
I mean,
something about
I'm
heroin.
not going to go into the reasons of that. What the?
It was right on Instagram. Bam said the reason right on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's the reason. What else to say? You know? Novak's had his struggles with drugs and stuff over the
Yeah,
years,
I did
and
an
it's
interview with
just.
him about a month ago.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to enable him, and you know, bringing him on tour is like enabling him.
Yeah, well, yeah, of
You know?
course. You know, look out for his better of his health, right?
Yeah, because every single night we have people coming up. You want blow, you want this, you want that. It's like whatever, you know. It's like
That's fucking rude,
if
especially
you got
that,
a
you know, he's trying to get
problem
clean.
with like, yeah, I know, but they don't even know. A lot of people don't know, you know. So they'll just come up and offer it to us and try and be cool. And you know, if you've got someone who struggles with it, they can't say no, whereas the rest of us can just say no, you know.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, it makes
Yeah, I
sense.
mean, I don't want to speak for Novak, but I think that, yeah, he's not going to be doing the Australian one, but I'm sure he'll be with us again very soon. So, yeah, and we've got Andy McCoy this time from Hanoi Rocks
Yeah.
coming with us to Australia.
Yeah.
So that should be fucking awesome. That guy shreds so hard on guitar. And obviously, he's a quite a legend in the glam rock scene. So,
Yeah. Is he from like Helsinki or something?
yeah.
Thought so. Yeah, is there anything else you want to say?
Not really, man. I just got to, oh, sorry. I nearly just dropped a beer again. Not really, man. Thanks for the interview and coming out to the shows, whoever's listening. And fuck, go drink a beer. Go spend that $20 on beer and drink it yourself. How about that?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
All right, thank you,
and
man.
Learn a bit about your country, mate.
What's that?
I said learn a bit about your country.
Yeah, it's funny because I was just learning, you know, shit about my country that I didn't even know from you.
Well, if you want a geography lesson on Canada, just give me a call back.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right, talk to you later, man.
All right, see you, mate.
Bye.